Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's spend some time with Ron Hunter, head basketball coach at Georgia State. Now, Coach, I got to tell you, Avery Johnson's a good friend of mine. I'm sure last night he was going, well, I can't tell you what he said, but I don't know what you said at halftime. What the heck did you say to your club being down at half?
Well, I talked about how we were going to walk back to Atlanta, and then I gave him my Avery Johnson voice, and that kind of got him going.
Well, Coach, Avery's a great guy. Alabama, last night, if you missed it, Georgia State beats Alabama 83-80, last-second shot. Coach, what did you dial up on the last play?
Well, we had been running actually a set for the last five possessions that we had scored every possession on, and so we just kind of we did that. I thought the most important thing is not calling a timeout at the end, and you know, I got a senior group and kind of letting them kind of make that decision. And what was great about it, four guys touched the ball in that last possession, which usually you don't see that. So, so again, I want to take credit for that play. That play was all me. It was all coaching. It was 100% coaching. No, but it was those guys. It was the players and what they did. And again, I'm so proud of them because, you know, as you guys we talked about before, we spent seven of our first nine games have been on the road. And we played some really good teams. And being down 22 points and being able to make that comeback is really capped that road trip off for us.
Yeah, Malik Ben-Levy with the, as Ron said, everybody touched the ball. Great shot. It drops. It's a walk-off as Georgia State takes down Alabama. And, Coach, we're calling you the King of the South now,
King
by the way.
King of the South!
Taking down the Dogs, two SEC wins. I mean, there's so many cool things happening with the program, but a lot of this, I think, I know what you're going to say, but you just kind of touched on it. Having seniors, having guys that have been with you for a couple of years doesn't hurt.
No, it really doesn't. But I'm really proud of our kids because, again, you know, our kids didn't get a lot of the credit in regards to, you know, they're not Georgia, they're not Georgia Tech, they're not in the SEC or the ACC, and so they lose a lot of the shine. And so I'm really, really happy for them. And we're driving back and you know, on the bus and also on Sports Center. It leaves Sports Center, it comes up. And so I can't be more happy for our kids because, again, you know, these are kids that weren't recruited and they play at Georgia State and people kind of take them for granted, some of those things. So they're starting to get the shine that they deserve, and that's what makes me really happy because we've got great, great kids, and I couldn't be more. You know, Malik Ben-Levy is one of those kids. He's got a great story, and he's never hit a shot like that and be able to hit that, and he can go back to Savannah, Georgia, and, you know, he's the king of Savannah right now. So I'm just thrilled for my kids, man. They really, truly deserve this.
Who the heck made this schedule? Now you guys go to 16th-ranked Kansas State next. What's going on?
Yeah, he doesn't work for me anymore. We got rid of him.
I hear
I'm
you.
Taking over the stats. We're going back next year to play the Sisters of the Poor. anybody that can't play, that's who we're going to play. No, it's been a crazy schedule, man. We got one home game, and then we turn around and play Kansas State. But our kids love it. They actually do. And we wish we had more space in between where we could prepare for them. But, again, you want to talk about being the best, you got to play the best. And so I'm excited for that game. And, you know, Kansas State might be a little nervous after what we've been able to get done.
Chattanooga, by the way, down there, downtown, by the way, at the GSU Sports Arena, taking on Ron Hunter's Panthers as he joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Getting back to the schedule, though, if a guy like DeMarcus Simons can ball out against SEC competition and Big 12 competition, raises certainly some eyebrows and gets some scouts in the NBA noticing his game. I know you want to lose him because he's only a junior, but DeMarcus is shining.
No, and I believe, I think this is going to be DeMarcus's last year. I really believe that. I mean, he's playing great basketball. There were, you know, 20 plus NBA scouts there last night, and he was the best player on the floor, not even close. And so, you know, just like with RJ leaving after his junior year, I kind of expect this is going to be it for DeMarcus, and he's having a great year, and I know it's only going to get better. So, you know, we've kind of talked about that already, and we're to the point where we're even preparing for that. But he's having a great year. He's a great player, and I've said it before, and I love my son. I love George Hill, who I've had, and they were both first round draft picks, but I think DeMarcus is better than both of them.
Wow. Saying a lot. Coach, where did Georgia State, where were you guys picked in the Sun Belt Conference preseason? Were you picked to win the conference?
Yes, we were. Yeah, we were picked to win it. And again, I don't usually follow those type of things, whether you're picked to win it, because I'm a big believer. You got to handle your business and take care of what you got to get done. That's what we wanted to get done. We knew we had this tough schedule. And you can talk about things all you want, and that's what I tell our guys. It's about what you get done and backing it up. If you can back it up, then you can talk about it. So my guys are doing a lot of talking right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet they are. Hey, have you heard the call? We have it. I'd like to play it for you if you haven't heard the call from last night.
No, I have not heard it.
Okay, I want you to hear it. This is what it sounded like on the radio, all right? Dave Cohen with the call, and this is the countdown to the last second shot that wins the game for you guys. Here it is.
10 seconds. Panthers want to hold it for a final shot. Down to 6 seconds. Get it over to Malik. Jeff Thomas in the corner. Up top to Malik. Fires a three. Good! Good! Malik Benlevy at the buzzer!
How do you feel in that moment? You've been a part of big game winners and certainly tournament game winners, but, you know, that never gets old. That never gets old.
No, again, and just the part that excites me is hearing Ben Levy. You know, I've heard R.J. Hunter hits the three, and so to hear a guy like Ben Levy hits the three, unbelievable kid who's getting ready to graduate. And I can't tell you how happy I am for that kid. And so that's what kind of gets me excited, really hearing his name in that regard, because he's one of those guys who gets absolute, you know, DeMarcus gets all the credit in our program, but he is like the model student athlete for Georgia State. And so I'm so, so happy for him.
Well, best of luck against Chattanooga, Coach. Obviously, great run. Getting some love on the four-letter network doesn't hurt either, man. And we'll talk to you next week.
Man, I appreciate it. I got to come in. I got to get off this road so I can come in and see you guys, man. I never get a chance to come in, and maybe you can buy me lunch or something. I'm always doing this thing on the radio.
Hey, we got beer for you. We got vodka. We got a lot of stuff we can bring.
This is true. All I know is your tan is looking good. That's all I know.
All right, and you know what? The vodka thing. I've never had vodka before. Maybe you can just say that first time.
I've
never had it before. Let me come on the show and take your vodka so I can do it.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
My man, thank you so much, Coach.
All right, guys. Take care. God bless.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.